Are you ready for homeschooling to feel joyful again? Do you long for support as you learn alongside your kids? Welcome to Homeschool Better Together, a podcast about building a homeschool experience that works for your family. I'm Pam Barnhill, and it's time to step out of the overwhelm and into the wonder. Let's do this. Today, I am joined by Miss Angela Huber. She is one of the moms in our Homeschool Better Together community, and she agreed to come on and chat with me a little bit about what their homeschool's been like and some of the changes that they've made in the past year. Angela, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Well, tell me a little bit about the ages of your kids and how many kids you're homeschooling.
Okay, I have all girls. I have a 12-year-old, a 9-year-old, and then I have a one and a half-year-old. So big gap there.
Yeah, a little bit of a gap.
we've been homeschooling since 2020, and we've been a part of a co-op for the majority of that. But we've been doing morning time for a long time, even with that co-op. I just loved more the old morning time program that you had. Now we're doing Wonder Studies. But yeah, we've been homeschooling, I guess, 5 years now, and we just love it. It's just, I was one of those I'll never homeschool people. And then we started doing e-learning during COVID, and that was absolutely awful. And all my homeschool friends were like, that's not homeschooling. That's not homeschooling. And I was like, okay, well, maybe I could do it. And then we had to make a choice, either e-learning or in-person schooling at the time. And anyway, we just chose to keep homeschooling, and I just tried it and kind of fell in love with all the quality time that we got to spend and the flexibility that we had, and then sort of discovered that my oldest had dyslexia and just thought, okay, I really think, you know, homeschooling is probably going to be the best fit for her. And then we've just stayed with it. So my oldest went through first grade, and then my middle has never been to any other school but homeschool. And then the baby, obviously.
So you discovered the dyslexia from the homeschooling, right?
Yes. I mean, when she was in public school, she was crying a lot, lots of anxiety. I even had her in counseling at the time because she was so anxious because they're forcing you to read in kindergarten, at least where I'm at. And it was just so stressful for her. And so then when I was homeschooling her and just, you know, these phonics, simple phonics were not clicking. Actually, she didn't even know what I was talking about. I don't think they taught any phonics. It was like sight to read kind of program. Anyway, I was like, things are not adding up here. And the more that I taught, I was like, I think we need to get her evaluated. And she does have dyslexia. And actually my second has dyslexia and dysgraphia. So homeschooling has been a great fit for learning differences for sure.
Oh, so fascinating. So you started homeschooling, you know, 2020. Late 2020, 2021, and then you decided you were going to keep doing it after the schools opened back. And so then you kind of got yourself in a situation, you tried some things, and then it was like, maybe the situation we're in is still not the best thing for us. So tell us a little bit like about that.
Yeah, so we were involved, we've been involved in this co-op for about we went through 5 school years there. And this just last year, I mean, we have a baby and it just was a lot. My oldest was in 6th grade. There was a big jump there. She does have some learning differences. She was doing well, but it just felt like for us in this season, and it's a wonderful co-op, but for us in this season, it wasn't what I wanted. I needed to take a step back because we were starting to miss the homeschool vibe that I love, which is doing school together, just being together. My oldest had so much work that she kind of, you know, we would do morning basket, but it was like rushed because we didn't really have time for that. We had to get the schoolwork done. And then she would go off into her own office or like her own room and do schoolwork because she had to. And so then that left my middle just kind of hanging, you know, and just hanging, you know, doing school with me. But It just wasn't the dynamic that I wanted. Like my vision for homeschool really is that, you know, we're together, maybe we're having some tea, we're enjoying it, you know, learning feels fun. I mean, I do think learning is very important. And so it's not that I don't believe in like doing good schoolwork. You know, it's not that I'm like, I don't want to do schoolwork. It's just that it was so stressful that school wasn't fun anymore. And I think I was really just squashing her love, my oldest especially. My youngest was really fine at that level. The co-op wasn't as intense. So, but she was just really just, I don't know, it was just squelching her love for learning. And that's one of the reasons that I want to homeschool. We didn't feel flexible either because there was just, you know, there's homework that's assigned to it. And that's what it is. But it just makes it hard to, I'm a very spontaneous person. So I want to be able to, hey, let's go do this here. Or, you know, dad's out of town for work this week. Let's go with them, you know, and I just couldn't do that. And so, yeah, we decided this year we're taking a step back from that and really more focusing on the wonder studies and doing subjects together as much as we can. Math, obviously, separate, but like doing everything we possibly can together. And I love the wonder studies because it like focuses on one subject at a time or like one topic at a time. And we just go all in on it. And that makes it really fun to do a field trip that's associated with it. Or I just love it. And then, and you're only doing it for so long and then you get to change. And so that works for my spontaneous mind too. I don't want to stay, like, I'm not one to buy curriculum and want to do the same like history for half semester or something, if that makes sense. Like I love being able to just kind of move on and it's fresh every month or 2 months, depending how long it takes us to get through it. So we decided to do that and we're just pouring into that. And then we're going to do a no homework co-op in the fall just for kind of enrichment and social. But I wanted to take control of our learning, what we were doing, you know, what we were choosing to do, what pace we were choosing to do it at, that kind of thing. So, yeah, we made a big change. And I say that if anybody hears me knows what co-op I'm talking about, much love to the co-op. And it's a great co-op, great community. I've built a lot of friendships there. And it's right for so many people. It just wasn't right for us in this season, especially with a young child and learning differences. It just, you know, and I really think you've got to, as Sarah McKenzie says, you're in your homeschool longer than your kids. And so you've got to make it something sustainable and something that you also enjoy. Because, you know, if you're going to homeschool, I mean, I'll probably be homeschooling 20 years if I homeschool my baby all the way, you know, and I want to make sure it's something that we all love and we're all enjoying.
So I think the biggest thing that stood out to me that I heard you saying was like, there was such a separation there. You know, like you would do your rushed morning time, which you felt like it had to be rushed because you had this kid over here who, you know, had some learning struggles, who then had to go and do all of this homework. And so she had to move to a separate spot and your family was just fractured and separated. And I know that's one of the things that really brings families to this idea of family learning is that we can all do this together. And some people, it doesn't bother. It doesn't bother them. It doesn't bother the kids that they're not learning together. But I know for a lot of families, my family was one of those that was exactly like yours. We wanted to all be together and we wanted to be learning together. And so I could hear just that stress, you know, talking about your daughter being stressed. But as you looked at, as you made the decision, like, you know what, we're going to strike out completely on our own. Were there any fears that came up in making that decision, you know?
Yeah. I mean, certainly the community aside, those fear just about, if I'm just talking about schooling, my main worries were being consistent, you know, because if you don't have to turn in the thing, you know, how, you know, could we, maybe I wouldn't be as consistent. Maybe we'd take too many days off here and there. So, but that's me. That's me. And I've just got to get a hold of that. And we've been very consistent actually. And then accountability, that too, just that, you know, nobody's overseeing. No person is overseeing. Obviously, I'm responsible to the Lord for the work that I'm doing with my kids. But it's you know, it's different when you don't have to turn in something by a certain date or something like that. You can, you know, choose to kind of slack off. And so that was those are my fears going into it. But so far, it's been good. And I just honestly, I just really have to rise to the challenge to hold myself, like have a vision and hold myself accountable to certain goals.
Yeah. Yeah, I could definitely, there is that stress. There is that stress of, oh gosh, I'm the one who's responsible. But you know, it's all good. It all comes out good in the end. Will you talk to, when I sent out the message asking, you know, do you want to come on the podcast and talk about this? You mentioned to me connected learning moments. So that was one of the fun things that you really enjoyed about learning with Wonder Studies. So can you give me like an idea of what that looks like at your house?
Yeah, I just feel like, so when you do studies on a subject for a time, let's say space, we did space last month or 2 months ago, and you just we're just all in on the space, everything space, language arts space, history of space and space exploration and the science of space, which I learned so much myself because I haven't thought about that in a long time. But, you know, we went to go see, to a planetarium to see a show, and like we just kind of like building all these moments and info into this one subject. And then it becomes like something, I don't know how to describe it. It's almost like an inside joke, or it's just like we all are connected on that. And then, you know, we see something else out there and they're like, hey, it's that thing. And it's just a reminder of how connected we are on the subject. And they don't really do that, you know, with, well, math, who would do that with math? But they don't really do that with other subjects. It's really only this Wonder Studies, or maybe if we do like a read aloud together, which we do, it almost creates this like experience like you went on a trip together. Like,
right.
Does that make sense? Like, we studied space, but it's almost like a trip we had together.
It's a like a whole shared family bonding experience, and you can all talk about it. You can all, you know, it's like when everybody watches the same TV shows, when everybody reads the same books,
yeah,
those kinds of things. It's like you totally bring this into your conversation, and I think it makes, I hate to use the term synergy because that just seems like such a weird like 90s
a buzzword
term or something like that.
Yeah.
But there almost is that kind of synergy there. And like it shows up and one person points it out and the other person makes a connection. And there really are all of these connections firing together, mm-hmm, when you're together talking about, you know, talking about the topic.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever worry about like, oh, we're learning space? And I love the fact that you said like sometimes it takes us a month or two. I mean, we kind of design these things to be like a month long, but even like the people on the team who use them see like they could, like we could stretch this out sometimes into 2 or 3 months, mm-hmm, if we're just adding all kinds of things into it. But do you ever worry like, oh, we're learning space this month, and next month we're learning about ships, and the month after that we're learning about bees, and the month after that, do you ever worry like there are going to be gaps, you're going to miss stuff?
Well, I think there are gaps no matter what you do, really. So I think I'll just worry about covering what has to be covered in the high school years, if that makes sense. I feel like right now, I mean, they're learning and remembering more than they would have learned had we done. I mean, I this stuff sticks with them because of the way we're learning. We're all together. They get to watch YouTube videos. We talk about it. We're putting it in our notebooks. I feel like, and they're enjoying themselves. It feels relaxed. Your brain probably absorbs more information when it's not stressed too.
Well, yeah.
So I feel like what they're learning, they're really actually learning, and it's going to stick with them. So I'm sure there'll be gaps, but like, I mean, everybody has gaps no matter what you do. I don't think there's a way to avoid gaps. Exactly. So
I love that you're saying it's sticking better because they are really enjoying what they're learning, and it is a lower stress kind of thing.
Yeah. And it's more interactive, like to go on a field trip that is actually having to do with what you're studying in this moment, or to read aloud something that's having to do with something in this moment. It just forms more connections, and the stuff that they remember is just amazing to me.
Oh, I love it. Okay, so give me a little bit. You've got this 12-year-old, you've got this 9-year-old. That's a little bit of a gap there. Obviously, the 1.5-year-old is not homeschooling, yeah, at the moment. Yeah. But talk to me a little bit about what an average day in your house looks like when you're working on these Wonder Studies.
Well, the baby, certainly, she's not homeschooling, but she's hindering the homeschooling.
I'm joking, she's totally in control of the schedule.
So, I mean, we wake up, we come downstairs, and we try to eat breakfast outside. And we live in South Carolina, so most of the year is pretty here. And then we start on, and I think I still call it morning basket from the old years, but we start our morning basket, and I just pull out. The order is we pray for the day. I might play the song of the month, which sometimes it's one you suggest, or sometimes it's one that, I don't know, I came to my mind. And then Did I say we pray? We pray. And then I usually read a picture book from the book list, which, you know, picture books are still great for even 12-year-olds. We read one on the sinking of the Vasa the other day, and I had no idea about that. And I just learned so much with the picture books. It doesn't have to be just for little kids. So we read a picture book, then we try to do a couple activities from the Wonder Studies, the activities. And then we do one lesson from the Wonder Studies. So I don't tend to skip around. We did the science first, and then we did the history, and now we're into the language arts. So today what did we do? Oh my gosh, my mind's blanking. Well, they did copy work yesterday. Oh, today we went over the vocabulary words and played a little game with that, which, you know, making large words fun, you know, and they're into it. They get a chocolate chip every time they get a word right. So,
oh, nice.
they're into it. So that's just sort of what we do. And then I don't stick to a month. I'm sort of a do the next thing kind of person. And so we just do the next thing, what time allows. And then we pick it up the next day. And then when that's done, we move on to the next one.
So you're really using these for all of your content area subjects. And then you're adding on top of that, what other things do the girls work on?
So with Wonder Studies, there's a little bit of history, a little bit of language arts, and a little bit of science involved. We also do math separately. And then I do a spelling program with my oldest daughter. It's called Spelling Plus, I think. It's just like old-fashioned spelling lists, and it's working for us. And then I do a little bit more language arts with my younger daughter. We've sort of halted for summer. I'm on like school light right now, which is, I'm not doing that. But I was doing Logic of English, a little bit of half a lesson a day with her, just to work on some more language arts for her, separate age appropriate level for her. And then just for fun, we love this program called History Plus online. It's just these videos of this fun guy, and he's in Canada, and he just covers a subject. It's sort of similar where it's a subject at the time. Like right now they're doing Explorers, which happened to go really well with the ships and sailing.
Yeah,
it went really, really well. So, and they did one on ninjas, and you had the one on Japan. So I was like, wow, this is kind of cool. So we just watch that. They're like 5 minutes a day videos, but they like ask for it and love it. So we do that. I don't feel like I have to do that. They just want to do that. So that's really it. I don't have any other box curriculum except for math and my daughter's language arts. My middle daughter, who she still needs some phonics in reading work. She has dyslexia. So, I mean, that's where we're at with that. And it just feels really relaxed. It almost feels like, I mean, we're going to be doing it all summer somewhat. I've dropped off the language arts and the spelling, like I said, but we'll probably just do a little bit of Wonder Studies, even if it's less, and a math lesson, because they just forget so much and it's just easier to just keep going.
Love it. How has Wonder Studies made you feel more confident in what you're doing as a homeschooler?
Well, I just feel like it's nice to, I don't know if they've made me more confident. It's just, it's such a lovely resource, and I'm confident that we're covering enough and that we're creating an atmosphere that is conducive to learning, and that they're loving it and retaining it and actually asking to do it. I just feel good about what we're doing. And it is definitely something that is supporting that feeling. You know, I just have a good resource I can trust. Y'all have done all the work. Even back long ago when I did Morning Basket, I came to you. Sarah McKenzie had actually recommended you, because it's just like, you can spend the time finding the verse, finding the song, finding all the things, but Pam Barnhill has put this together. You can just do that. And so I did that just out of ease, and we've stuck with it. I don't know. I think we've probably been doing that at least 3 years. So, but now it's evolved into what we did, the explorations, and I guess it's kind of melded together now. And the Wonder Studies are just great. We love the deep dive.
I love it. Do you guys use the keeping books at all?
We did for science. Like, we really, really did. They were like drawing the planets and taking notes and doing the timeline. I didn't as much for the ships and sailing. And that might just be because we're sort of in school light mode, like I said, for summer. But we didn't as much. I felt like there were a little less prompts for keeping book time in that one. But I mean, it was fine. I think some are different than others, and there's more to write down or draw or do. This one was heavier on more experiments. And so I think that's probably why there weren't experiments for space. So there was more to put in the keeping book and do. This one, we spent more of our time, you know, making the boat, or we actually used a leaf, you know, fly with the soap and I can't remember the experiment now, but we just, how many pennies does it take to sink a ship? And we did all those kinds of things. It was really fun. But I think we spent more time doing that kind of thing than doing the keeping book this time. But we'll pull it back out in the future for sure.
I think my favorite part of Ships and Sailing was the sea shanties. And that was the part.
Yes, that was fun. That was fun. But that Wellerman song that's so popular is like, it's in my head. Oh my gosh, once you hear it, you can't get it out. But yeah, that was fun. They loved the sea shanties.
Oh, loved it so much. Yeah. Do they have any one particular part that is their favorite month after month?
One part of the Wonder Studies?
Yeah. Yeah.
I asked them because I wasn't sure, like, what's your favorite part? And they really just said that it was just being together, which is sweet.
I love that.
You want your kids to say. I know. But they were like, we just like being together. And our Wonder Studies is very snuggly, too, because we do it in the morning. They're like on the couch with blankets and we keep it very relaxed, and I think they just enjoy it. That's why it doesn't feel like school, but it is.
But it is. Yeah. I love that so much. I love that. Like, it's not that we love the, you know, the science experiments or the other stuff. It's just that we love being together. And so that just makes all the difference in the world. It makes you feel good. Well, Angela, thank you so much for coming on and chatting with me about kind of some big changes you made and how your family is using Wonder Studies. And I just love the fact that you're making connections. And I love the fact that you're seeing them learn and they want to learn, that this is really keeping that love of learning alive for them. And you're using it in a good way. So thank you.
Yeah, it's been very refreshing. Thank you very much.
That's our show for today. Be sure to follow, subscribe, and leave a review so you never miss out on the wonder of homeschooling better together. To stay connected and learn even more about the Homeschooling Better Together resources and to join our free community, visit hsbtpodcast.com. Until next week, keep stepping out of the overwhelm and into the wonder.